Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, we have James Fox joining us. The film is called 701. Before you continue with our discussion of the previous segment, is that the final title or just a working title until something better comes along?
Well, as of right now, it's the title. But if something better comes along, we'd certainly consider it.
Well, I was going to say before we went to break, James, that, you know, you have a lot of research that you need to have done to chase down, you know, some of these particular cases and little factoids that would help. Let me know. I will be more than willing to put together a team of crack research, helpers that will go ahead and assist you in whatever, you know, area that you need some help with. So don't hesitate to ask. We've got some really bright people that write in questions at forum.theparacast.com, including this one, which was asked three times in the same post. Did you ever hit on Erin Ryder? If so, did she appear interested? And is she as hot in person as she is on screen?
Nope, never hit on her.
she looked like a puppy when I met her, man, on the lobby. Oh, man, she seemed all sweet and everything, but boy, she's a handful.
But no, never hit on her.
Well, I just, I forgot to ask that one earlier. So, Tracy is what? Where are you in the process? Do you have any sort of idea of when you're going to go into post? I know you've done several dozen interviews by now. Do you have a sense of when you're going to be going into post and kind of calling it, clack that clacker and then boom, go into post?
Well, what we're doing right now is we're doing on-camera interviews with researchers and with witnesses. And we've got a second round coming up in October. And there are obviously going to be, other witnesses that we're reaching out to, some of which are more high profile than others. And so the vast majority of those interviews should be complete in the next, not all of them, but the vast majority, I'd say, should be completed by November. And then Tracy is going to carefully review a lot of that. We're going to whittle it down to some of the best cases and evidence that we've got, and he's going to write a script, at which point, we'll incorporate other cases into the overall narrative.
Right.
And that will happen probably start happening in November, December of this year. And post-production probably, one could start theoretically doing stuff as early as 5 months, but we've got a lot of recreations to do. Like, we want to do cinematic recreations with the Socorro case, but
that's big dollar stuff, man. I hope you got your funding to get there.
Yeah, exactly. So that's where the script will come in, and a lot of the interviews with the researchers and the witnesses and stuff, that's what we're trying to chisel away at now. And then also, get our hands on some of the archived interviews.
Right.
So, we're all reviewing this stuff. We're basically trying to see what we come up with. We have a fairly clear idea of some of the cases that we're covering, but we're researching new cases too, so...
Plus the addition of Ray Stanford into the equation. You got how many hours? 6 hours of interview footage with him, which I am so jealous, man.
Yeah, we interviewed him for, 5 or 6. I would say probably 5 hours.
5 hours. Okay, I'm jealous, and you owe me one. When I went out to the citizens' hearing, I had a camera with 6 hours of footage and didn't get 1 second.
He gave such a great animated interview. He was really, really good. He got very excited. He referenced things, dates, witnesses. He retold the story in a way that was just so, he was so animated that you really could relive his experience.
Yeah.
And to have the opportunity to interview someone who is at the landing site within days of one of the most significant, certainly cases that was made public, was just such a, it was such a golden opportunity. I was really, really, really happy that and thank you, Chris, for making that happen. You know, I really do appreciate it.
Well, you told me in a text that, your reality view had been irrevocably changed or
yes.
I'll never look at
reality
yes. the same again.
Yes. You know, it's a reminder, it's a constant reminder of, you know, changing the filter and looking at things slightly differently.
Right. Well, Ray has got a special pair of glasses on, and I'm really happy that you were able to get in, you know, kind of get into his good graces. He's very difficult, as you know, to be with, and you really have to be, on your best game, really, to be around him, because he is so, like you said, so kind of, head and shoulders above us in terms of his observational acuity, that it's kind of hard for him to sort of educate you as he shows you what's going on. And the fact that you were able to hang with him for 8 days, man, my hat's off to you.
Well, thank you. You know, I said that to him at one point, I think on day five. I said, boy, it must be really frustrating for you, someone who's paid such close attention to detail and someone who's done so much research and sees so much that others don't. It must be frustrating for you to go through life. He said, it is incredibly frustrating. You know, could you imagine?
I couldn't. I mean, I if it was me, I would be a hell of a lot more cantankerous than he is.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I literally said that. I said, it must be really frustrating for you, Ray. He's like, yeah, it is. And especially when you can't get other researchers to even look at what you're doing, to sit down and take the time and do it. And it does take a little time.
Well, and the frustration of having the naysayers out there, like, putting up very, insulting kind of, you know, hits on your personality and all this disinformation and misinformation that's on the web about Ray. It must be incredibly difficult to be in that position. But, you know, I must say, James, I really admire that you and Tracy have teamed together. I've told several people that I have been called out on many interviews to do for the media over 20 years. I'm up around 50, I think 55 or something, and I've never been asked to come out with any sort of explanation of what it's about, whether I'm going to get paid, you know, all those things that you normally ask when a Hollywood production calls you up. When I got the call from Tracy that you and Tracy were going to put together this project, and he said, can I fly you out? I said, I did not ask a single question except for, when do you want me? And never, ever say that again about any other production. I want to be public about this. You two are the perfect partnership to cover this subject. And I mean that. That is I don't say that, you know, lightly. I admire your work. I admire Tracy's work. And both of your work together, I'm so excited for you, and anything I can do and anything that this big Paracast listening forum can do for you, let us know.
I really appreciate that, and I feel blessed. You know, I learn a lot from Tracy, and I have so much to learn. You know, one of the things I keep realizing the more I look into it is just how much I don't know.
Indeed, there's a lot to know. For example, if you want to know how to get in touch with us, here's how you do it. Just send your email to news@theparacast.com. Once again, that's news@theparacast.com. Or send us a tweet. On Twitter, we are known as The Paracast. Once again, we're The Paracast on Twitter. And by the way, you can also check out our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com, forum.theparacast.com. Membership in our forums is free. I know that. We're going to learn more of what he knows and doesn't know. More fascinating conversation with James Fox. With Gene and Chris, you're in
The Paracast.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO at WebTV.net. That's MrUFO at WebTV.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and Chris, we're back with James Fox. The movie he's working on with Tracy Torme and others is called 701. And just a quick question about that. Obviously, you're basing that on the Project Blue Book results. But in general, there are probably 700,000 one unexplained UFO cases, don't you think?
Yeah, well, you know, it's more what the number represents. You know, it was Dr. Galen Hynek talked about the fact that the cases that, you know, the less ambiguous, the more difficult to explain, that the Air Force would, you know, do handsprings to keep the media away from those. So, Out of the 12,618 cases investigated over, 48 to 69, 701 remained unexplained. And so it's what it symbolizes to me, because a lot of people say, oh, well, all, you know, UFOs, extraterrestrial spacecraft, the question is, are any of them, or any, you know what I mean? Is anything, when I say extraterrestrial, I mean not, you know, this, on this Earth. So, while we will be covering other cases that were after the termination of Blue Book in 69, we liked what it represented, the number, what it represented. And the ambiguity for marketing purposes is kind of fun, too.
Okay, now, speaking of cases, obviously we talk a lot about the Roswell case. Everywhere it's Roswell. And now this week, of course, we're all talking about Area 51 because supposedly the CIA revealed information about Area 51. But what about some of those offshoot cases like Aztec? Now, I guess officially the Air Force never recognized it as existing. What do you think?
I have limited knowledge of the Aztec crash. You're talking about, was it 1952, I think, or when did that happen?
That was in March
of 48.
March of 1948.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Up until fairly recently, I was actually at the 2013 UFO Congress, and I was approached by someone who's had been investigating the case for quite some time and said they had a lot of really compelling evidence, as well as on-camera statements from some of the original witnesses. So it's kind of been on my radar in the last few months, but I haven't personally investigated any further than that. But, I mean, certainly we're exploring any good, solid, credible cases.
What do you think about what the government knows? And, of course, Scoggs McKay, one of our forum regulars and an occasional guest on our show, was talking about in his question a control group. And if we go back to the 50s, Major Donald Kehoe was talking about the silence group. And he said this is the agency or organization within the government that manages the UFO secrecy. Do you believe there is such a thing?
I kind of do, only because of enough witness testimony. I call it more of a preponderance of evidence in the sense that I've talked to enough people who have either had at one point in their possession very tangible evidence, not as the skeptics would say, anecdotal, that has mysteriously disappeared or been sought after by some unknown government agency. And these are very credible witnesses that I've talked to over the years. And then there's on-camera video testimony dating back to early 1950 from the McMinnville, Oregon case, Paul and his wife, the Trents. And they talked about a gentleman from an unknown agency, whether it was the Air Force or someone else, that ransacked their house back in 1950. I've heard similar cases back in 1966. With the Rex Heflin case, I have a dear family friend whose uncle took a photograph of a UFO back in the 70s, and it was published in a local paper, and then he was harassed by some unknown government agency. So I've seen this go on for quite some time. I mean, even the Rendlesham Forest case, 1980, the deputy base commander, Charles Hall, told me that some unknown agency showed up in England and sanitized a lot of the evidence. So this is happening, you know, time and time again. I could give countless examples.
And we'd have to do another show if you did do countless examples.
Yeah, no, to answer your question, I do believe there is some, first of all, it's a pile of doggy doo-doo. They say they're not researching this anymore. Since the termination of Blue Book, absolute nonsense. We know that for sure. I don't know which agency, what acronym that is responsible.
I think I suggested in another segment that maybe it's done in private industry. And, of course, another question that follows this control group, silence group, is, well, we'll follow the lyrics from that song Men in Black from the movie. Here come the Men in Black. And then you have the chorus, which I won't repeat, the Galaxy Defenders. But the Men in Black that we always talk about are defending the secret. So did you explore any possible cases of Men in Black?
No. No. I mean, gosh, Men in Black. I mean, you can call the 1997 Phoenix Lights case where you had a Vietnam vet on the roof of his house with his video camera on a tripod trying to get a glimpse of the Hellbob Comet. And he was monitoring radio chatter from the truckers. Coming up on I-10, apparently, he heard them talking about this massive craft that's coming towards him, and he allegedly got great footage of this thing as it flew directly over his house. And he contacted Frances Barwood. They talked. She was councilwoman at the time with Governor Fife Symington. who, you know, he said, hey, would you be interested in seeing this footage? He'd been having lots of inquiries and people asking questions. So, of course, she said, yes, we'd love to have it. They made arrangements for him to drop it off at her office, and I think it was a day or two later, two men show up at his house in suits saying they're from Francis Barwood's office, and apparently he was quite relieved that's all they wanted was the video footage. And, you know, a couple weeks went by, he never heard from her. He gave her a call. He said, well, what did you think of the footage? She said, well, I never got it, and, you know. So I verified all this stuff, but, you know, they were two men in suit, dark suits. I mean, you want to call them men in black? I guess. I don't know who they are.
That's the classic Men in Black case.
Well, I was there. I was there investigating to be the case in 97, 98. So, you know, I heard all the testimony regarding this. And even spoke to one of the investigators who talked to the neighbors in this guy's community who claimed that, yeah, a government vehicle, or a government-looking vehicle pulled up. And it was hot. I think it was like in July or something. It was really hot in Phoenix. And there were, he said they thought it was kind of odd these guys were wearing suits, dark suits. So, I don't know.
As I sit here, man, it's 104 in the shade here in the Phoenix area. So I figured
out. Oh, wow. Wow.
I don't know where you are right now, but I am feeling jealous because it has to be a lot cooler than that.
I'm in Northern California. We're right on the ocean. We got the ocean breeze blowing through. It's a cool 65 degrees.
Okay, so you need the guest room prepared for myself, my wife, and our little Bichon, teddy bear. Okay.
I'll have the couch ready.
You see, this is a big filmmaker, and what does he have? He has a couch. So, very quick question before we go to our next segment, that is, over the course of your UFO-related documentary filmmaking, anyone come to you who might be a government agent or somebody trying to play the disinformation game with you? Not much time for an answer.
No. The answer is simply no. The only thing I've ever had was right after I did the National Press Club event in 2007, I got an email that said, stop doing what you're doing or I'll put you to Z. And the Z's got progressively smaller. And that was it.
Maybe he just felt that you were boring him to death, you know?
Well, maybe I was putting him to sleep. I don't know. Maybe the evidence wasn't as compelling as I thought it was for him.
That's how you go, but when the film comes out, then we'll have to see for everyone. James Fox is his name, and movie making is his game. That's a bad rhyme. The film is called 701. With Gene and Chris, you're in
The Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Gene and with Chris, we have James Fox talking about this new project called 701. These, of course, represent the sightings left unexplained by the Air Force after all was said and done.
You know what that reminds me of? After all is said and done, there's a lot more said than done.
Okay.
Boy, ain't that the truth.
Isn't that the truth? Kind of reminds you of politics a little bit, doesn't it?
I don't even want to get into politics because then we start...
Yeah, right. I'm right there with you.
No, that gets to be kind of crazy. We get into politics...
Yeah, right.
...and we got to argue about that. But right now, I think that today, no matter what the subject, you can't learn what's going on by just watching cable news, because that's a reality show. They make it up depending on their political persuasion.
Oh, my gosh. I remember, it's so funny, you know, I grew up with that television because my dad always said it would make my eyeballs square. And so, and we lived kind of out in the sticks, and we didn't even have cable. I mean, you could get like those old bunny ears and kind of rotate in the right direction, maybe pick up a couple of stations. But I've obviously clearly been over to friends' house. They've had TV and stuff. But I remember about like 10 or 12 years ago, I popped on the news at a hotel room in Las Vegas, and there was just somebody ranting and raving and just tirade about what to think. And I just thought, what is this? This isn't news. This is some idiot's opinion. And like, just give me the facts and let me make up my own mind. Thank you very much. But that's unfortunately what it's kind of whittled down to on both sides of the fence.
You can't believe anyone, anybody, and you wonder here, when it comes to UFOs, exactly whether it's deliberate or just part of the scheme. It doesn't matter what the subject is. They'll find a way to mess it up or spin it in a certain way.
I can't tell you how many times I've been on television with the newscaster person, and they have this sort of incredulous look on their face, and then they have to have the little hokey little green saucer fly through the screen, you know. It's just like, come on, man. And then if you've looked into a particular case, and there are a lot of cases that I haven't looked into, but a few cases that I've looked into quite thoroughly, well, certainly fairly thoroughly. I don't consider myself a UFO researcher as much as I do as someone who is more a reporter. I like to sit through things and present the evidence in a clear and unbiased kind of fashion. But it's so easy to shoot down the arguments used in mainstream media against their existence. But for the person that doesn't know, they could easily buy that argument. I could see that. And it's very frustrating when you hear, you know, someone like the Michael Shermers talking about anecdotal evidence and stuff when you've been in the archives and you've seen diagrams of all this, you know, some of these very unambiguous cases that, you know, you can't discount. And it's frustrating to see that. You know, do you know what I mean? But for the mainstream, I mean, they give explanations. Oh, isn't that just a bunch of geese? Or what's, oh, I know they explained that one. That was a, military flares. It's like, you know, oh, that was the White House. It's like, oh,
well,
God.
We have been seeing some progress. I mean, you don't see the Twilight Zone theme being played or Little Green Men jokes as much as you used to. So, you know, some of these sighting reports and cases are being taken more seriously, but there's a long way to go, and I'm sure you'll agree.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I've talked to Tracy about, we butted heads a little bit, but as Tracy says, you know, this is all part of the process, and, you know, I'll have certain suggestions, but in terms of marketing, I've always envisioned 701 in some respects as being the real-life Close Encounters. What I mean by that is, like, we're not talking about, you know, obviously there's a lot of, you know, the whole ending bit and the big chandelier that comes down and the creature's getting out, but I'm not talking about that, but a lot of, you know, down to Dreyfus's face being burned by the object and the shapes and the flight characteristics and all those things, you know.
Right, the 13 astronauts, Project Serpo, boarding the craft.
Coming right out of Project Blue Book Files, I kind of like the idea from a marketing standpoint. If, you know, what is it exactly that you're doing, your elevator pitch, think of it as the real-life Close Encounters. And that's kind of, in a sense, what you know, we're trying to accomplish. We understand that there's a need for, you know, entertainment, but if we could do it with laser-like accuracy and really beautiful, sweeping cinematic recreations and real evidence and real witnesses whenever possible, then, you know, I think we'd have a winner on our hands.
You know, we probably have some more questions left from the audience, Chris.
Here's one. Let's kind of boil it down and find out what James Fox really thinks. This comes from Jeff Crowell. He's one of our administrators at forum.theparacast.com. And he says, what is your current hypothesis on the origins of the UFO phenomenon? Off-world, ET, ultra-dimensional, ultra-terrestrial? What's your, where do you come down?
I honestly, it seems like such a neat little label just to say extraterrestrial. But the more I learn, the more I realize that I just don't think that one could do that. And I'm kind of possibly all of the above theory at this point. But I got to be honest with you. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think any of us are. But here's one from another one of our administrators, Gogs Mackay. What are your thoughts on any quote-unquote control group, i.e. an unacknowledged, all-powerful official body that keeps the UFO enigma off the front page and forever associated with silly stuff? Do you think there is a control group?
Well, I think that you look into the Robertson panel, and there was a policy shift after the pretty big policy shift right around that time in the early 50s, where you suddenly are introduced to this whole ridicule factor that, you know, let's not deny it. Let's just adopt this policy of ridicule. And it was a very effective campaign. You know, you just laugh at people who claim to have seen them. It, A, discourages people to come forward, and when they do, they get laughed at. Because you think about it, I mean, what's really funny about an airline pilot or a radar operator talking about these things? You know, just because we can't explain it, is it really that funny? I don't think it's that funny. To me, it's like we should look into it, you know. But that, you know, that shift seemed to have happened right around the Robertson panel time in 53, 52, 53.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's always been obvious to me that somebody's keeping, you know, close tabs on what's going on, at least in the civilian side of ufology. Here's another question from Jeff Crow, again, one of our administrators.
I got to say one more thing. This is really odd. But people often say, oh, well, you know, what is it about these, you know, men in dark suits or men in black or whatever like that? Well, I don't know enough about the so-called men in black. But I do know on a number of cases, dating back as early as 1950. I have archive, I'll just give one example, I can give multiple examples. I have archive interviews of the Trents, Paul Trent and his wife, I don't remember what his wife's name was, unfortunately, talking clearly about a representative from some unknown agency, could have been the Air Force, she wasn't sure, that ransacked her house and turned her place upside down, looking for either the negatives or further photographic evidence of what they documented.
Famous McMinnville series of photographs from, I think, 1953, if I remember correctly.
I think it's 1950.
50, yeah. Okay, the McMinnville, Oregon photographs.
Yeah, and, you know, the Trents, Paul Trent, I think, took the photographs. But, you know, I've got filmed footage of her giving an interview in the 80s talking about these men, this man that showed up from, I think she said it was the Air Force, I have to look at, ransacking her place, basically. And then I've got evidence to suggest similar things happened with the 1966 Rex Heflin photographs. Got men from government agencies claiming to be, you know, either from, gosh, what was that? Not the NSA, some other three-letter organization. But I researched a case back in the 90s when we had the Phoenix Lights case, and there was a gentleman who was a Vietnam vet who was standing on his roof trying to get a closer look at the Hale-Bopp comet, and he had filmed this object. He was scanning the radio chit-chatter from the truckers, and he heard these truckers talking about this craft, and he's like, wow, it's coming right towards me. Lo and behold, the craft flew right overhead.
We have James Fox joining us for one more segment. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
Our last segment of our visit, this time with James Fox. The film is 701. You were telling us about a sighting. Would you continue, please, James?
Yeah, so, I mean, the point I was basically making is that there are a number of cases that I've personally either looked into or seen, testimony to suggest that there's some unknown government agency, that has, pretty good listening or monitoring capabilities for looking for evidence. And I could go on, you know, until we've gobbled up all of our time, but I'll finish this last story. And that was, this guy basically filmed the object or whatever it was that flew over, right over his roof from a camera with a tripod because he was trying to get filmed footage of the Hale-Bopp comet. Well, he called Francis Barwood, who's council member at the time, and said, hey, I've got this footage. Would you be interested? He said, well, absolutely we'd be interested. They made arrangements for him to drop the footage off at her office, I think the next day or a couple days later. And I think it was that day or the very next day, two men in suits showed up at his house, knocked on the door, quite intimidating, saying they were from Francis Barwood's office to pick up the footage. He thought, well, I was going to drop it off, but we're here to pick it up. I guess it saves me the trip. And he said I was quite relieved that that's all they wanted. But he said it was kind of odd. They were in suits. It was a very hot day. And, of course, the footage never made it to Francis Barwood's office. And I talked to Francis at length about it, and I also spoke at the time with the guy who personally investigated the case, and the neighbors had actually seen a vehicle pull up and two men, getting out and going to the guy's door. So there's a number of these cases that have happened. So it seems like the better the evidence, the more likely it is that someone's going to show up and try to get their hands on it.
And if they're hot chicks, be extra careful.
But, everyone says, oh, how is that possible? How could they possibly be listening? How is that? Well, I don't know, but...
Here's a bombshell for everybody out there, which I'm almost embarrassed to say, but I just spent over a week in New Mexico copying laboriously file after file and police report after police report and bringing it back for, my process of writing my book, Stalking the Herd, on the cattle mutilation phenomenon. And when I got home and unpacked my luggage, my entire file, about 5 pounds of paperwork, was gone.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. In fact, one of the reasons why I'm leaving in about an hour is to go kind of gather up some of the research that I don't have, that I spent a week trying to accumulate. So, when people say, oh, there's nobody involved in all this, I'm not a conspiracy buff. I don't, buy into people watching me and monitoring my phones and all that. But I find it very interesting that, I take a bus from Albuquerque to Flagstaff, and I end up missing a huge file of paperwork Nothing else except actually a bottle of water was mysteriously disappeared. So, you know, fortunately, I didn't have original copies or original versions of these documents. I'm able to, you know, replace them all. But it's a pain in the ass. You know, it's like 8 or 9 hours of extra work.
Well, you know, I've heard so many of these accounts. I mean, I just took a trip with my fiance's family back in Tennessee. Every year they go on a lake for a week, and one of the wife of her cousin was telling me that, oh, you're into UFOs. Oh yeah, you know, my uncle shot a photograph of the you know, countryside, and inexplicably in two of the photographs his perfect, you know, disc showed up. They published it in the local papers. She's like, I still have the local paper, and lo and behold, someone from some government agency showed up at his house and tried to get it from him, take it away from him. And but I, you know, I've heard that so many times. So there's clearly something to it.
Again, the glass is, I'm helping fill the glass. I'm not a, you know, half empty kind of guy. So we have to always assume a mundane explanation until proven extraordinary. But yeah, you're right. I mean, these kinds of things crop up time and time and time again. And unfortunately, I'm having to deal with the consequences of an inexplicable disappearance of 5 pounds of documentation. Go figure.
I can't really reveal names right now, but there's a very well-known, respected physicist who's delved into this subject matter on a number of occasions over the decades, and he recently approached me about some similar evidence that he said, look, I don't know exactly what I have, but whatever it is, there seems to be a keen interest from some unknown government agency with a lot of power, a lot of influence. I said, what gives you that impression? He said, well, and he gave a couple of examples of how they got in. He still has some of this stuff, but how they got into his bank vault and how they got into the lab where this analysis work was being done, and disappeared on two separate occasions, this stuff. And he said, I spread it out all over the place, you know, fearing that exact scenario. I said, well, who do you think it is? He said, I don't know. Whoever it is, they've got a lot of influence and a lot of interest in what I have.
Chris, any more questions?
Yeah, I've got a ton of questions, but here's one that I'm not sure what to make of, again, from Jeff Crowell. If you could punch Josh Gates in the mouth, would you? I have no idea what that's about.
Josh Gates, isn't that the guy that was on that sci-fi show?
I don't know. Who is Josh Gates? I mean, Gene, help me out.
Wasn't he on a sci-fi show or something?
I don't know, but... But, you know, that and about three questions about how hot Aaron was, you know, you got me there. Okay, let me see. You know, tell us about your BP Horizon, you know, the Gulf film that you were nice enough to give me a preview copy of. I mean, excellent work. I mean, what is the status of that particular project right now?
We've had one offer, one rejection, and I just, it's funny, one of the networks said, well, it's just a little too political for us. I thought it was kind of funny. But I have entered it into the Sundance Film Festival a couple of days ago, so my fingers are crossed. We're entering it into a number of other film festivals as well, sort of as a fallback position. And we are still refining it. We're still, you know, doing some work on it. But, you know, it's not extremely an uplifting topic, I guess.
Well, that's an understatement. And, what I know the working title, but what is the final title? Has it remained the same?
Yeah, it's Pretty Slick. And anyone out there who wants to see the trailer, you just go to prettyslickthemovie.com and you can watch the trailer online.
Okay, good. That's what I was fishing for. Thank you.
Oh yeah, no problem. And I, you know, we're looking for a good home for it. I mean, I spent 3 years making it, so we're in no hurry. We think it's relevant.
Well, I'm telling you, were one of the only people that actually were able to sneak underneath the barricades and actually get the real story. I remember following your progress daily 3 years ago, 4 years ago now, and just saying, man, this guy, I don't know how he's doing it, but he's getting the real deal. And you actually flew over the area.
Yeah, we did. We flew over the area with a marine scientist, Dr. Carl Safina, and it was apocalyptic what I saw it documented. I mean, I tell you, I just had no idea the magnitude, the scale of the spill until you fly over it and you see oil in every direction on the horizon as far as the eye can see.
What do you think of Fukushima and the recent revelations that are coming out that a minimum of 300 million gallons a day are being pumped out into the Pacific Ocean from the Daiichi nuclear plant?
That is just terrifying, the whole thing. I mean, my God.
Hey, I won't go to sushi bars anymore. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I never eat sushi, so it doesn't matter. James Fox, tell our listeners where they can find more of the stuff that you do.
You can Google I Know What I Saw, iknowwhatisawthemovie.com. You can go to 701themovie.com. You can view a trailer of my Pretty Slick film on the BP oil spill at prettyslickthemovie.com. And if anybody out there has any evidence that they'd like to submit or show me or talk to me about or any interesting aspects to a particular case, I'm all ears.
Hey, so $100,000 out there if you can slam dunk everybody.
Let's slam dunk this. Chris has a site called OurStrangePlanet.com. That's OurStrangePlanet.com. You can find us on Twitter, where we are known as The Paracast. We are The Paracast on Twitter. There is a Paracast fan club on Facebook. In fact, there are two under one account. We'd like to make them one. Maybe someone will help us out. You're on The Paracast. James Fox, thank you for joining us this week on the show.
Thank you guys for having me on.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.